Local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh. Kane Radio, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
After 10 o'clock, our Mellow Joy Coffee Time. My pleasure to welcome back Marty Harrell in another edition of Positively Iberia. Marty, how are we doing today?
Doing very well, Jeff. You know, working on all this new technology, getting everything recording and going live and all that other sort of good stuff. But first of all, I want to apologize to you and let you know I'm sorry I wasn't successful in getting you a king cake last week.
Yeah, I was kind of sore, but I got over it. I did get a mug.
That's what I was going to say. I did at least try to make it up for you today. So you got one of those limited edition Positively Iberia coffee mugs to share this morning. So, you know, Saturday is going to make 22 months of my personal COVID hermitage. That's 670 days of my new normal. But the good news is you can teach an old dog new tricks because I'm really excited that we're back live on Facebook now via Zoom. And I'd like to remind everyone that the phone lines are open at 337-367-1420 to if you have a question for our guest today. And as the adage says, the show must go on. So, and I think, Jeff, you're going to be monitoring comments on Facebook, right?
In fact, that's what I was just messing with. Got my tablet out, so ready and willing.
Okay, great, great. So let's get on with it here. It's been over 118 years since the wind, sand, and a dream of flight brought Wilbur and Orville Wright to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, where after 4 years of scientific experimentation, they achieved the first successful airplane flights in December of 1903. What they achieved changed our world forever, no doubt. And now we fast forward to 1960 and New Iberia, Louisiana. The U.S. Navy opened Naval Auxiliary Air Station New Iberia. It was operated for a mere 5 years as an advanced flight training base. And when the New Iberia Navy base was closed in 1965, the Iberia Parish government petitioned the U.S. government for release of 2,100 acres of air station property for civil aviation use. The petition was granted in 1970, and the airport was and still is classified as a general aviation transport airport by the Federal Aviation Authority. Our guest today gives a whole new meaning, Jeff, to the broadcast term air chair. He's someone who can bring us up to speed on what's happening and planned for the airbase that we now know as Acadiana Regional Airport. And here's a little bit about him. Maurice Mo Sanji is the executive director of the Iberia Parish Airport Authority, Acadiana Regional Airport, and as you mentioned, Lemaire Memorial Airport. And for those who don't know, that's in Generette. He was born and reared in Plaquemine, Louisiana. That's the parish seat of Iberville Parish. It's the town on the west bank of the Mississippi, just downriver from Baton Rouge, not Plaquemines, plural, parish, which is downriver from New Orleans. His wife of 12 years, Anne, is from Baton Rouge, and she's the editor of the Acadiana Lifestyle magazine. He holds a BS in aviation from Northeast Louisiana University, now known as the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and started his airport career as the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development Aviation Division airport inspector that he held for just under a year when he was promoted to the position of aviation program manager, and he held that for 7 years. He's also served as safety and operations manager at the Baton Rouge Metropolitan Airport for 4 years, and then saw an opportunity to go to the Chattanooga, Tennessee airport as vice president of operations until March of 2020 when he came to us at ARA. A fun fact, he says, quote, He has the dubious honor of visiting every airport in the state of Louisiana at least once, sometimes to fly into them and sometimes to drive in them. Welcome back to Positively Iberia, Mo, once a year, whether we need to or not, right?
That's correct.
And before we get started, every airport in the state, even the grass fields?
Even the grass fields. There are some of those left.
Lots of them, I think you told me.
There's several hundred private use grass fields.
And you had to check them out, right?
I did, correct.
Well, that's good. Now, there's a tradition in aviation that if you're going to be talking about flying and you're actually not off the ground, it's called hangar flying, right, Mo?
That is correct.
Yeah. So you're in the left seat. Let's get this thing off the ground. And don't forget, more right rudder.
It's a lost art.
Take it away, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege to talk to you guys, to be on Positively Iberia. This is my second time doing it, and it's I always look forward to it. First, I'll just talk about a little bit about the Airport Authority. It's who I serve at the Leisure Airport Authority. It's a 6-member board. They serve in 5-year terms. They can serve 2 5-year terms, and they rotate out. The members are appointed by the parish council, so it's kind of a come and go, anybody can be on the board. All they have to do is, when there's a vacancy, apply with the parish council, and they decide who gets to serve on the board. As you said, Iberia Parish Airport Authority operates Acadiana Regional Airport and Lemaire Memorial. Acadiana Regional Airport is we hold a Part 139 FAA operating certificate, which means we are certificated to handle unscheduled air carrier service, meaning charters and things like that. We cannot handle scheduled air service like Lafayette can, because it's a whole different class, and you also get into TSA requirements when you handle scheduled air carrier service.
Right. I figured that was the primary thing is all about security.
It is. And you step into a different category. And of course, when you step into a different category, the cost of everything goes up. So it's a lot of security. The airport here, we usually have about 50 to 60,000 operations a year. And when I say operations, I mean a landing or a takeoff. A landing is operation and a takeoff is operation. So we have about between 50 and 60,000 operations a year, which is probably probably in the top five in the state the number of operations. We do have more operations per se than some of the air carriers like Baton Rouge Metro, Lafayette, which they have commercial service, but we do have more operations than them, but just because of the activity we have here with the petroleum industry. We have an 8,000 2-foot by 200 foot runway. It's military grade concrete, which is the standard for runways is usually 150 feet, but because of the military, they built it. It's 8,002 by 200, which is what makes us a little bit beefier than a lot of airports. Here at Acadiana Regional, we also have a 5,000 foot seaway, which is a waterway for seaplanes to land. Good thing about this, unique thing is it has lights. We have the only lighted seaway in the lower 48 states.
I was trying to remember that little statistic.
We don't really turn the lights on anymore because of the cost and the lack of activity. It was used by when the petroleum industry was really high. They used a lot of seaplanes to get out to shallow water rigs, in inland rigs. We don't have the need for it anymore, so we don't turn the lights on, but the lights are still there, and all we have to do is flip a switch to turn them back on. Lemaire Memorial is what we call a state-only airport. It doesn't get any funds from the FAA to operate it or do any projects, only state funds or local funds, which kind of dampers projects when you're trying to do something like a runway overlay or something like that. It comes out of the IPA's, the Airport Authority's pocket. We don't get any input from the FAA, unlike Acadiana Regional. It's a 3,000 by 75 foot runway. used for mostly local pilots and agricultural traffic there, which is a good thing. And we sell fuel there. It's a self-serve system, kind of like a gas station. They can land their plane and fill up, and they scan their credit card, fill up, and take off again. So it's really convenient. But that's the gist of the airports. A little thing about what's going on at the airport at Cartagena Regional. We've been having a fire station. We're going to relocate the fire station. It's old, it's antiquated, and we're going to build a new fire station because we have to have fire trucks here because of the way our certificate operates. And we're going to relocate the fire station. The fire station is in design right now. It's about I was told yesterday it's finalized, so we should be getting the final plans and specifications any day now, which is good. And we'll have that on the shelf for when we can secure the funding to get that built. So we have a location for it. It's just like everything else, it costs money. So when we get enough money to relocate it, we'll do that.
If you find a project that doesn't cost money, then will you please let us know?
Well, right. And the way I was taught in the aviation industry and airport industry, it's better to pay for something with somebody else's money. That way you don't have any debt service. They pay for it, and it doesn't come out of your pocket. Right. Currently we have a taxiway rehabilitation project. It serves the north end of the airport. We call the general aviation end of the airport. It's busting out concrete sections and replacing them. This taxiway was damaged in the 80s by heavy aircraft, and it's been sitting like this since then.
Wow!
We're going to try and develop that north end of the airport as much as possible. So we had to start. This is going to be done. We're doing this section now, and future projects hold other sections of this taxiway to rehab those, to kind of develop that in, to get more money coming in.
Right. Mo, since you're working on the development of the north end of the airfield, that's also helped by all of that access construction that's going on from the LA 88 area, correct?
That's going to in Coto, there's Highway 88 has two 90-degree turns, which causes trucks to have to, semis to have to slow down. And what this is going to do is going to straighten that out where they don't have to go, because that's kind of a deal breaker for some of them to come here to relocate to the airport and in this industrial complex here.
Right.
Also, we'll go into that is the 3212 project with the roundabouts and Progress Point coming in, which is going really well. If you ever get by there, the roundabout is really taking shape now. It actually looks like a roundabout now. And so they're pouring concrete during that. That project is going to open up the development in this industrial park area. We've tried to use an old term, court cargo facilities to come here. But they say it takes too long to get to Highway 90, which is called the I-49 corridor. It takes too long to get there. It's too much starting and stopping. So this project will open up. It's a game changer. They'll be able to get off of Highway 90, come in, hit a couple of roundabouts, and come into the airport and this industrial park. So it's really opening the doors for development here. And a lot of the businesses here it's dependent upon the petroleum industry. And we're doing everything we can here to try and diversify some of that. Petroleum industry, when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. And, in between the goods and bads, we need some other kind of industry to have here that won't hurt the area as much when it's bad.
Right, right. And you, I'm sorry, I interrupted you about the taxiway rehabs, but it dawned on me that, all that work is going on LA 88. So please continue excuse the interruption.
Oh, no, that's great. Yeah. And one thing with the airport here, we are always looking to build infrastructure here. The more we build here, the more money we can make here. And that's it brings tax dollars, it brings jobs, revenue for the area. we're always trying to do what we can to contribute to the economy here. One of the things we try and do, we want to build big hangars, whether it be for cargo or aircraft maintenance or something like that. We want to build that infrastructure here to attract these businesses. Sometimes some of these businesses, they can produce 100, 200, 300 jobs, depending on the business. And we want to do what we can here to attract these businesses to help the economy.
Absolutely. Your slogan for the airport is land to expand, and right. That's what you want to live by, right?
That is correct. We are probably the most underutilized airport on the Gulf Coast. I've been to airports that they're called landlocked. Mm-hmm. And here it is. We have hundreds of acres to develop. And, as a matter of fact, I worked at an airport before. We had to tear old things down to build new things. We didn't have room to build new things. But we're not like
that problem here, huh?
No, we have this room, and it's great. We need to find business to put here.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, what does the future hold for the airport? I know there are a few things other than attracting new business, which obviously is always on the top of the list. What else we got coming along?
Well, one thing that's been working on in the past few years is it's also to attract business, but it's to attract international business. It's what we like to call a noise waiver. Right now, the FAA in the United States, they have a threshold of noise that an aircraft can produce. All the aircraft in the United States they have to go be below this noise decibel level. International aircraft don't have that problem. They're not as governed as much, but they still need. Sometimes they still need to come into the United States to haul cargo or have maintenance performed on them or something like that. Right now, from what I understand, the only airport in the country that allows these aircraft that don't have the noise reduction equipment on them is Miami. And they do it. They allow them there on a case by case basis. What we're trying to do here is we got some elected officials to put a bill into Congress, United States Congress, to allow to have a noise waiver.
And it literally requires an act of Congress.
It does. It actually does.
Wow.
It's a FAA standard.
Okay.
And what it is, it will allow these aircraft to come in from overseas, and it was approved by Congress, but there was some verbiage in it that was kind of, lack of a better term, kind of wonky, and it really excluded a lot of airports from being qualifying for it, even us. So we're trying to push this back through like a clarification where we'll be able to we'll get this noise waiver, and hopefully we'll get that in. And trying to attract some business from overseas, of South America and stuff like it. We have the ideal place for it. I mean, this close to the coast, coming in over sugarcane fields, we have the ideal place for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would assume that's primarily targeting the Central and South America.
Correct.
All of the goods and services that run back and forth between the U.S. and there.
Right, right. And one thing is, if we have this noise waiver, not just for maintenance, maybe they would have a cargo company would come base here because they can receive the stuff from South and Central America. And that would create jobs, create revenue, tax dollars for the area. So it's definitely going to help once this gets put through.
You mentioned earlier that there were hangar construction going on. At one time, I know hangars were just like, really, really, you were on a waiting list to get a hangar. What's going on with the hangar construction at both airports, and how is that?
All our hangars are full. We have a waiting list, and we are always looking at ways to build more hangars. One good thing is recently, we just learned 2 weeks ago that we are getting a grant from the FAA for $295,000 to hopefully. They hadn't put out the guidelines yet, but hopefully we can use this to construct hangars. We get calls all the time from private pilots, companies that want to relocate their flight departments here. helicopter companies that want to locate here. We get this, and it's bad because we have the property. We don't have the money to build them a facility. So that's the only thing. Hopefully now we can, I have over $20 million in grant applications in between the FAA, State Capital Outlay, DOTD Aviation, and other things to try and build infrastructure to get these businesses here. I always say if you can't get it unless you ask for it. So I probably ask for a lot more than I'm going to get, I know, but I have to put it out there and hopefully get some grant money to build this infrastructure and get these companies here.
Yeah, the answer to the question is always no if you don't ask.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah. You get no grants that you don't ask for.
That's right. So what's going on in Generette? What's going on at Lemaire?
Lemaire's pretty quiet. It's a quiet airport. The hangars there are full. The pilots love being there because it's low key. We give them, we have a fuel system there for them. We try and do with the fuel, the price of the fuel. We base the price of the fuel off of what we pay for it. We don't try and I tell them we have a formula that covers all our expenses and what we pay for the fuel. And I base our fuel cost, to them 25 cents above that. And I do that. It's not a moneymaker for us because it's more of a service to them. But being a steward of the government, I have to say I am trying to make some money off of it. So a quarter is a good starting point. So we get fuel, fill the fuel tank up twice a year. And we get it. We can see how much we pay for it. I'll plug the formula in, and I mark it up a quarter. So, what we can for them.
I did notice a couple of months ago that one of the hangars was for rent, but I bet it didn't stay available for long, huh?
No, they don't. They don't stay. I mean, we have a waiting list, and if a hangar comes open, it's sometimes it's already spoken for before it's even vacant, just by word of mouth. And it's a good problem to have. We just need more of them.
Yeah, well, that sounds like it. Right. Anything else that we need to talk about today? Anything else you want? Any breaking news, or you want to scoop us and let us know some surprise that's coming that you can share?
Well, there's some things I can say, but I probably shouldn't yet.
Well, we don't want to get you in a world of hurt.
Yeah, but one thing I like to tell if anybody's listening, I always like to say if. We get calls sometimes, complaints, questions. I always like to say, look, if anybody out there has a question about the airport or need anything, just call 337-365-7202. And I'll be glad to answer all the questions. I have an open door policy. If you want to come by here and ask a question, I'm glad to meet you. I like meeting people, and I have an open door policy. And I always say that if somebody has a problem with the airport, whether it be a tenant or somebody in the community, don't let it fester. Come talk to me. You might not like what I have to say, but at least we talked about it. So, just if anybody out there has any questions or any comments, especially comments, if there's something they like or something they don't, please let me know.
That's good to know. If you have a problem, take it to the horse's mouth, as it were.
That's right. I've been called a lot worse.
Do you have the little thing on your desk that says the buck stops here?
Oh, no.
I thought maybe you might.
I don't know how long it would last.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Well, if we don't have anything further, and if you think of something, we'll come back. Okay,
absolutely.
How's that? Okay. So I think maybe we might have hit the numbers there out on the landing, and we're safely back on the ground. Because Jeff and I have an exciting announcement. The Bayou Mardi Gras Parade that is scheduled to roll on the evening of Saturday, February the 5th. Once again, the Bayou Mardi Gras Association has asked Positively Iberia and Kane to coordinate, host, and broadcast the official live coverage of the parade via video simulcast on Facebook Live here on the Positively Iberia page and a simulcast of the radio broadcast on Kane 107.5 FM and AM 1240. That's exciting, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, looking forward to it. And having multiple camera opportunities. You know, when we did it a couple of years ago, we didn't have Zoom, or certainly it was, you know, just before the pandemic and before we started to develop these tools or know more about these tools. And so we're looking forward to different camera angles, man on the street opportunities. And of course, we'll broadcast it here on Kane. Having it available, you know, again, there still is a pandemic going on, and there are going to be some people who are apprehensive about being on the street in a crowd, and we get that, and providing that service is pretty exciting, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So be watching the Positively Iberia and the Kane and Tesh Matters Facebook pages as we develop details. We're deciding our best location for our long shot of the parade's arrival and getting our man on the street reporters in place and all of that other good stuff. And yes, I mentioned at the top of the segment that you can teach an old dog new tricks. That's the cool thing about what we've learned with Zoom and being able to almost produce it live or to be able to produce it live from different vantage points. It's really going to make it kind of cool. And yes, I agree, because the old dragon's going to be staying in her cave, but that doesn't mean I don't want to be there for Mardi Gras. So keep an eye on our Facebook page, because those bigger and better plans for this year's coverage are in the works, and we're really looking forward to it. Now, in the meantime, on Monday the 17th at 1:30, there will be a dedication ceremony of the Hopkins Street Highway, Louisiana Highway 675, as the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Highway. And at the corner of Hopkins and Field Street, the guest speaker will be Chloe Willis. Many of you will remember Chloe's name. She is the Jefferson Island Elementary student who recently won the Discovery Award in the Outstanding Elementary School Project presented by the Lowell Milken Center for Unsung Heroes. And this was an international student competition. Her documentary contained research about her great-grandfather, the Reverend T.J. Jemison, a civil rights activist who helped organize the bus boycott that led to the passing of Ordinance 222 by the city of Baton Rouge, which changed the segregated seating policy on city buses. She'll be the guest speaker before there's a short march from the location at Hopkins and Field to the MLK Community Center in West End Park that'll immediately follow the ceremony. And there will be a short program there and refreshments to follow. And in the spirit of the day, just be aware that the chamber office will be closed on Monday the 17th in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And speaking of the chamber's next Eggs and Issues event, where you can meet your legislators and do some personal in-person networking, is this coming Tuesday, the 18th at 7:30 at the Ramada Inn Conference Center. The deadline to register, and they're asking for no walk-ins, please, is tomorrow, Friday the 14th. You can call the chamber at 337-364-1836 for details, or register online at iberiachamber.org and click on Eggs and Issues. Now, I discovered this, and I really think this is cool, and this kind of fits in with our theme today. Toddler Tuesday continues at Chick-fil-A New Iberia from 9 to 10. It's every Tuesday. But this week's craft is Clouds Are the Sky's Imagination. I thought it was really kind of interesting that their theme was following with our aviation theme. They're going to be making cloud slime with the kids. I don't know, not having any little ones myself, I don't know the difference between the slimy stuff that gets all over everything in cloud slime, but apparently there is, because it's a puffy slime and it's not super gooey. So there's no worries about it getting into everywhere. The kids attending will also get a cloud buttery biscuit and their choice of jelly. And you can keep up with their weekly events on the Chick-fil-A New Iberia Facebook page. Applications are being accepted for the 2022 Leadership Iberia Class 24. This program of the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce is designed to inspire and renew leadership commitment in a diverse group of individuals from a cross-section of the community: age, gender, profession, ethnicity, leadership, and volunteer experience, just all levels. There are over 500 alumni of Leadership Iberia, yours truly included, and we choose to use the knowledge and the connections that we gain through this program to make a positive difference in our community. You can apply at iberiachamber.org/leadership-iberia. The deadline is also Tuesday, the 18th, by close of business. So you can go to Eggs and Issues in the Morning and drop off your leadership packet before close of business next Tuesday. And if you need more information, just give the Chamber office a call at 337-364-1836. And due to the current COVID surge, the board of the Bayou Teche Museum has postponed the planned January 20th gala to Wednesday, April the 20th. If you have questions or need more information or what to do about tickets you've already purchased, give them a call at 337-606-5977. And next week on Positively Iberia, we're going to continue our 2021 to 2022 review and forecast series with our Iberia Parish President, M. Larry Richard. He's going to take a look at the State of the Parish report, and we'll get some more information on what's good is going on. And of course, you can always get the details, find out what's coming up on our programming and other announcements too, by giving our Positively Iberia Facebook page a like and follow. This Peek Behind the Curtain Facebook Live recording will post almost immediately, but later today, we'll edit and add the In Case You Missed It links to the things that we mentioned today. And of course, follow us on Twitter too. And if you missed a segment, you've wondered what happened or what did I miss, you can always go back to the archive video tab on our Facebook page. And if audio is your preference, you can surf over to Kane1240.com. the Kane's website, and replay all of this on demand. Now, Mo, thank you so much for your time, your commitment from Acadiana Regional Airport and the Airport Authority. Any last words or anything else you'd like to share? How do we get in touch with you? We didn't talk about that.
Well, there it is. I can be reached. You can call the phone here at the airport, 337-365-7202. Or my email is msongy@iberiagov.net. If I'm not here, I will get back with you as soon as possible. It's my pleasure being on here with you. Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to it every year.
You know, maybe and do keep us surprised as things move along during the year. We like to let everybody know what's going on. We'll do it once a year for sure, but you can always come back anytime you got something special we want to share.
Right. Hopefully in the next month or so, I'll be able to let a cat or two out of the bag.
There you go. There you go. We like those cat out of the bag stories, don't we, Jeff? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. So let's see. Jeff, I'm a little early today. Isn't that amazing?
You know, you're pretty much right on time, but we're not bad, you know?
Yeah. I'm usually 2 minutes after. It looks like I may be 2 minutes before the hour. But
that's we're not over yet, are we?
No, well, almost. And this is a short one today. Yeah, usually I do have a last comment that kind of goes on, but I kind of kept it short because I didn't want to run too long. But anyway, we'll do the disclaimer and the thank yous and all that stuff. Positively Iberia is produced as an ongoing initiative of your Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce, in cooperation with Teche Matters here on Kane 107.5 FM, AM 1240, and with support of the Daily Iberian. So in closing, this is a short one, Jeff, get ready. In closing, Bob Bellow, who is a prolific sci-fi author, reminds us that, quote, "The sky is the limit only for those who aren't afraid to fly." true, huh? Have a great week. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Remember, it's a day of service. And also remember, it's only getting better. Positive.